There aren't many people in the world who get excited about gull poop, but Andy Ramey is one of them. He's a research geneticist with the USGS Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. It's not the gull poop itself that gets Ramey excited. It's what might be hiding inside. You see, he's part of a team of researchers studying antibiotic-resistant bacteria in seabirds. The first thing you have to understand, says Ramey, is that humans put a lot of antibiotics into the environment. Even the simple act of using the bathroom can release antibiotics.
Most water treatment plants don't treat for antibiotic residues. And so all these residues might end up going through the water treatment system and end up in the environment. So for instance, when you take antibiotics, most of that is probably passed through your system and gets flushed down the toilet.
Bacteria in the environment come in contact with these antibiotic residues and slowly become more and more resistant to them. So where do the gulls come in?
Gulls really seem to use a lot of habitats with lots of human inputs. We see gulls using places where people are. You see gulls sometimes at parks. We see gulls at landfills. We see gulls on the Kenai Peninsula where people are fishing. They're feeding on the fishing waste.
Ramey's team had a hunch. Gulls could be picking up antibiotic-resistant E. coli near places with lots of human activity. So they collected gull poop using Q-tips at two urban areas in Alaska, near the mouth of the Kenai River and at the Soldotna landfill. To compare, they collected poop samples from an isolated location in Alaska, Middleton Island. Then they cultured the poop samples in lots and lots of petri dishes.
The simplest test we did was to culture that E. coli and then to add little discs with antibiotic residues. And so then we could watch the bacteria grow towards those discs. And if the E. coli was susceptible to the antibiotics, what we'd expect is there'd be a little halo around these discs. That is, they aren't able to grow close to the antibiotic.
The results were astounding. In the urban locations, like the garbage dump, over half of E. coli in gull poop were resistant to at least one antibiotic. In the remote locations away from human populations, just 8% of E. coli were drug resistant. So, in urban environments near humans, gulls are harboring E. coli much more resistant to antibiotics. Ramey is quick to point out that we don't know if these antibiotic-resistant E. coli can be transmitted from gulls to humans. What we do know, he says, is that human activity is causing these antibiotic-resistant infections in gulls.
This shows that our impacts and our inputs into the environment are far-reaching, and that antibiotic resistance that we might expect at sort of more normal places, say in a hospital setting where there's lots of antibiotics being used, are now showing up at places we might not expect, say in the environment.
The study was published this month in the journal Infection Ecology and Epidemiology. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.